The following is a presentation of Grace Covenant Baptist Church, West Monroe, Louisiana.
We'll practice. Let's open up in prayer. Lord, we thank you for the day you've given us, the beautiful rain that washes, heals, cleanses, renews our land. We thank you for that, and that we pray today's service will be like rain upon our hearts and upon our soul, and will wash us, cleanse us, renew our minds and our spirits, refocus us, Father, on this day that you've given us, designed for this purpose. We thank you for it, we praise you, and we love you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, today, we are going to speak together about the rare disciplines. It's kind of two disciplines in one, the rare disciplines of silence and solitude. I think we would all agree that we live in an extremely noisy world. Extremely. And whether you're the most outgoing person in the world and you just love being around people all the time, or you're, you know, reclusive, shut in, that never gets out. No matter where you're at on the spectrum of what's that called for people that how much you like to be around other people or not. Thank you. No matter where you're at on the introvert extrovert spectrum or Myers-Briggs or whatever the one is out there at the moment, wherever you're at, you must admit that with all the workings and movings and noise and everything going on in the world, There's something at times extremely appealing about quiet and alone. You know, no matter where you're at on that, there's times. I think inside the Christian spirit, there is a compelling desire to be alone with God. You know, it's different in all of us because God made us all different. And so how much of that or less of that you want, but it's all there in some level for all of us. You guys will remember this. Austin Phelps from The Still Hour, the book we read last year, one of the books we read in men's group, says this about it. It has been said that no great work in literature or in science was ever wrought by a man who did not love solitude. We may lay it down as an elemental principle of religion that no large growth in holiness was ever gained by one who did not take time to often long be alone with God. So, like we like to do, let us define our terms, because definitions are important. These terms aren't some of the brain busters we've dealt with in the past, but still. Silence. What is silence? Owen doesn't know much about science. Yeah, we haven't started quiet time with him yet. So. That's true. That's true. So what is silence? Lack of noise. Yeah. Of any sound. All right. The absence of any sound, the lack of noise. Is there ever a moment from birth to death that we have silence the way that was defined? Not in a net. I'm sure there's some a lab somewhere at some space center that's a vacuum of something. It's a great point. Yeah, you'd still hear your own internal workings. I was reading something recently. I don't remember where, but there's some cave or somewhere on Earth that you can go to that is so completely silent that your own heartbeat sounds like a marching band coming through. And it's been known for people to go in there, they start going nuts, because literally the only noises you can't hear, your own internal, you know, your stomach, you know, digesting food and your heartbeat, and it's just this completely unreal physical experience. But anyway, I just thought that was interesting. The way Whitney defines silence, he says it's the discipline of silence is the voluntary and temporary abstention from speaking so that certain goals might be sought. Okay, so he defines it more as not necessarily a completely the environment, but in our choosing to be silent. The discipline of silence is us voluntarily not speaking. Now, does that include internal speaking? Yeah. All right. Not necessarily. It could. I don't know how you do that, but not necessarily so. Typically, as we'll get to in a minute, silence and solitude are coupled with, like so many of others, with prayer and other things. So typically there is a kind of self, that inner monologue still, even in discipline silence, prayer, that inner discussion with God and the discipline of silence. So that's why some refer to it as an outward silence. All right, more good food. So the next one, from my silence, solitude, the two S's, what is solitude? Time alone. One of the rarest commodities, right? Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. So solitude, the way you're, would not only be, in your view, a physical aloneness, but a quieting of all, a removal of all the stuff. Some of those running thoughts, and I got to do this and get this going, and go here and get that, all that kind of internal noise and, yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like to brag. It's a good brag. I have turned my radio on twice.
Yeah.
In the truck in 2009.
You sure it still works?
No.
Okay. Not sure.
Okay. No, I'm not sure.
Yeah. So a nice, quiet, solitude moment in the vehicle is quite enjoyable, is what you're saying. Yeah. Whitney says, solitude is a discipline of voluntarily and temporarily withdrawing to privacy for spiritual purposes. So the natural questions, you know, for solitude, well, how long? You know, he says it could be a few seconds, a few minutes, hours, days, weeks, months. I mean, there's just like with so many of these things, there's not this, well, for it to count as solitude, it must be exactly this amount of time. It must be over 59 seconds. It must be shorter than, there's none of that. I said, well, it's a few minutes, a few seconds, solitude. Now, these two disciplines are like fasting, kind of like we talked about last week. They're like